This is Stateside from Michigan Radio. I'm Lester Graham. The city of Toledo, Ohio, and its suburbs are arguing about water. Toledo sells water to the suburbs and sets the rates. When toxic cyanobacteria from Lake Erie caused the water system to shut down in 2014, the suburbs started looking at other options. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency then stepped in and mandated Toledo make hundreds of millions of dollars to improve its water purification plant because of the likelihood of another cyanobacteria outbreak. The area, the entire region, wanted to establish a water entity that would take care of that. The suburbs wanted to have a say in water rates. Toledo needed the suburbs to help pay for the mandated improvements, but they cannot come to an agreement. To help us understand why, Sarah Elms with the Toledo Blade is here to walk us through it. You reported Toledo, the county, and suburban cities had an agreement back in January to form the Toledo Area Water Authority, TAWA, which would take over everything, the systems, the debt caused by the EPA mandates, and everything else. What happened?
So they agreed symbolically in January to form this new regional water system. And what happened was it became clear that Toledo City Council, which ultimately would have to give their go-ahead on such a system, doesn't support it. And so without their support, this kind of leaves the suburbs and Toledo's mayor in a situation where they sort of had to go back to the drawing board and try to figure out something that City Council could pass and that the suburbs would be happy with as well.
So what are they proposing?
So the mayor of Toledo wants to form what he's calling a regional water commission. It would be, composed of sort of this advisory board of utility experts from all the suburbs who want to participate and from Toledo. So it wouldn't be elected officials. It'd be people who are, experts in the water utility. And they would then set the rates across the board and make any capital improvement decisions if they wanted to, build a new intake or build a new plant in the future. But the catch with the mayor of Toledo's plan is that because Toledo would still be solely responsible for all the debt that they have on this system, those millions of dollars of improvements mandated by the EPA, Toledo City Council would have to retain its authority to veto water rates if they thought that they, weren't high enough to generate enough revenue to pay off that debt. So the suburbs are frustrated because they don't see Toledo City Council as having a veto power as being fair and giving everyone an equal say in these rates.
But the suburbs have a counter proposal. Is that something that's being received well by Toledo?
Yeah, was it a week, 2 weeks ago? The suburbs gave their counterproposal and they said, fine. A sticking point for Toledo City Council was that they didn't want this new authority to take over the whole system. They wanted Toledo to maintain ownership of their water treatment plant and their pipes. So the suburbs acquiesced and said, great, okay, you can keep your system. However, we need an independent rate setting board. We need to have, our suburban ratepayers have a say in what we're being charged. These rates have been unfair in the past. And so there was thought that perhaps this was a nice compromise, but on June 11th, Toledo's mayor said, nope, the only plan that I am willing to pursue, the only plan that I think my council can support is the one that I propose. So this regional water commission that still gives Toledo City Council a veto power over their decisions.
This seems like a game of chicken. I mean, the suburbs could go elsewhere for water. I mean, some of them could go to Bowling Green, some of them to the Detroit system, the Great Lakes Water Authority. Where would that leave Toledo then?
Absolutely, and the suburbs are adamant that they are continuing to look at their other options, whether the suburbs collectively go elsewhere and try to find water, or if they fracture off and go to different systems depending on kind of where they're located on the map. That would leave Toledo in a tough spot because, like you said, the EPA has mandated that they pay for these improvements. Those are not cheap, and if they lose these suburban ratepayers, that's a lot of revenue that they lose as well. And so when Mayor Wade Capsicavage, Toledo's mayor, took office in January, he warned, if we don't make this regional water system work, your rates as Toledoans, Toledo water users, could triple and quickly.
I got to say, the Great Lakes Water Authority gets its water from Lake Huron, which does not have this cyanobacteria problem, so it's a safer source of water. That's got to be attractive to some of those suburbs just because of that alone, I would think.
That is a key issue of why that is so attractive. I mean, I think there is concern that even if they do form this regional water authority in whatever, you know, shape it may take, it's still getting water from Lake Erie primarily, which has this issue with toxic algae. So suburbs like Sylvania and Monroe County in Michigan are a little closer to Detroit, and they see that clean, you know, deeper Lake Huron is really an attractive option, and I think Toledo realizes that.
I've got one kind of off-topic question. The cause of this problem is the agricultural runoff that causes algal blooms, which harbors this toxic bacteria. Why does Toledo have to pay the cost of dealing with someone else's pollution?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a key issue for our new mayor here. He has been really actually kind of bullish against the EPA and saying, you know, this should not be our taxpayers' responsibility. It's very clear that this is runoff from, you know, agriculture. And I think because Toledo owns the water treatment plant, I mean, they need to make these improvements and as quick as possible so that the drinking water stays safe. I think that is what has been mandated by the EPA as sort of, I don't know if it's the easiest solution or the quickest solution, but it is a solution in order to ensure that the facilities that are treating the water, you know, are as much up to date as possible with this threat of this harmful algae. But yeah, Toledo elected officials are not happy about it. They're not happy with the EPA. They feel that the you know, agriculture industry has too much influence over the state legislature and the governor and the EPA.
Sarah Elms is a reporter with the Toledo Blade. Thanks very much for taking the time.